I'm Eileen Friedman. I'm the Vice President of the Principal Preparation Programs at the New York City Leadership Academy. Our program has three distinct phases. There's a six-week summer intensive, which is problem-based action learning in a simulated school in which the school has documents and artifacts of a real school and mimics the work and challenges of a real school. Following our six-week summer intensive, we have a 10-month residency phase in which our participants are in schools 4 days a week under the guidance of an experienced mentor. And this phase is guided by what we call a compact. That's a shared agreement between the mentor, the faculty at the academy, and the aspiring, in which we develop an individual learning plan based on our standards about what types of experience the person needs to partake in the residency to meet his or her growth needs. Additionally, there are some activities across every participant. Every participant must do classroom observations, walkthroughs, and lead teams. And the following phase is our planning summer. And this is the point where participants have gotten their schools and are going to apply all their learning from the scenario school and residency experience to the actual school they're about to lead. We use a matrix of standards, which is a set of behaviorally based performance standards. And I think the key word here is the behaviorally based. Everything has indicators around what we see and what we hear in terms of behaviors. It's in 12 dimensions that reflect what we think a person needs to know and be able to do to become a transformational instructional leader. At the end of the summer, we look to see whether growth has been made along the 12 dimensions. At any point during the summer that we're concerned or the person asks for support in an area, we'll put in an additional intervention or opportunity to practice a skill set with the expectation that growth needs to be seen along the way. To be specific, one standard is communication, and we would look how they communicate in public, how they communicate to small groups, large groups, how they communicate with students, and very specifically make a determination of whether they were approaching the standards or meeting the standards. And then we would design opportunities for them to strengthen the skill set to meet the standards and opportunities for them to receive feedback in meeting the standards. Our matrix is the foundation and link between all program elements, from building our candidate pool to selection to developing our aspiring principals. We work with the researchers at the Institute for Education and Social Policy at NYU, and they issued an independent evaluation of APP, which found that APP, or the Aspiring Principals Program, had a significant impact on student achievement gains in ELA, and that students in schools led by APP graduates experienced more growth in ELA than students in similar-led schools tenured by other principals. It's really important for us to hold the collective responsibility, not only for ourselves, but each and every one of us, and to have success as part of the equation for every child, for every leader, and for every person, and to collectively work towards that.